here leading up on a Valentine's week. I saw that a new study said the Texans spent last year, 2025, nearly $250 million on OnlyFans.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. Houston led the way, spending about $32 million. Dallas, $26 million. And Austin and San Antonio, around $17 million. But rounding out the top five, city of Cowtown, Fort Worth, about $10.2 million spent on OnlyFans last year. Mm.
The world is a strange place. I don't know what happened here.
So, but I mean, with that kind of money spent, everybody should have somebody for a date on Saturday, right?
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they love you for your personality.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
They're big fans.
Texas is my home. Let's take some of those Texas topics and rifle through them. We talked a little bit yesterday about this, but still Mark Cuban hasn't said if it's true or not. Now, we do know, substantiated reports, that an unidentified group has expressed interest in buying back the Mavericks, of course, from the Patrick Dumont and all the Vegas people and all of that stuff. So, of course, Cuban sold his majority stake in the team at the end of 2023. That was approximately $3.5 billion. And stepped away from day-to-day operations. And then Nico came in and ruined everything, and Luka was gone and all of that. We know how that goes. But we got Cooper Flagg, and now this group's gotten together. And they, for some reason, Mark Cuban is very much associated with this story, but Mark has not made a public statement on whether or not he is trying to buy back the Mavericks. Man, I hope it's true. Also, of course, pitchers and catchers reported yesterday out there in Arizona, spring training for your Texas Rangers. And the Rangers announced arguably the coolest stadium giveaway, at least that I've ever seen. So on May the 29th, the Rangers will take on the hated Kansas City Royals.
As if.
And like the first, I don't know if it's going to be first 500, first 1,000, or whatever it is, but this giveaway is fantastic. It's a jersey, and is specifically a Nolan Ryan jersey. Specifically a Nolan Ryan bloody lip jersey.
Oh,
and if you know anything about Ranger lore and history, back in the day, Nolan Ryan pitching on the mound, and Robin Ventura, the White Sox, runs out there and tries to take him out. And Nolan, who was like 20 years older at least than Robin Ventura, gets him in a headlock and just starts wailing on him.
Oh,
yeah. Ended up with blood on his jersey and a bloody lip. Got it patched up in between innings, then came out. Still pitched. So, yeah, you're going to be able to get the Nolan Ryan bloody lip commemorative jersey on May 29th. Those tickets, that'll be the hottest selling ticket of the entire season. I want it. I want that, man.
Woo. See, now there's the Olympics, the Super Bowl, the Alito Coaches Show podcast with Kevin Lundquist, and let's not forget a single sport. Perhaps the most important, some say. Texas High School Barbecue. Congratulations to your Pirate Piss Pit Masters and Hot Ship out of Granbury.
Yay!
Dominating the competition over the weekend in Lano. Hot Ship got fifth overall. This is a very tough story to read. The Pirate Pit Masters came in eighth. Zach from the Pit Masters. Now, he got first place in beans. While Jeremy from the other team, he ruled the chicken. Okay, first place. They're all going to state. They're all rookies, which is amazing. Bryan High School winning the whole thing.
Oh, congratulations, Pirates down there.
I mean, that's the real sport in life. Am I saying this right? I mean, come on now.
We won't tell our newest co-worker, the Hank FM steer, 50 Cent, who hopefully tomorrow on the show we'll get to know. Speaking of other livestock on the Dallas side of things, starting tomorrow morning, more than 200 goats will be released on the east side of White Rock Lake to naturally clear about 11 and a half acres of invasive, they go through and munch.
Yeah, a goat's gonna goat.
Right. So they'll do their work over the next couple of weeks, actually, out there just roving around. Feel free to milk them, Heather. They know you're coming.
Yeah, Mark Phillips says his work cut out.
And then, actually, I went to, Ellen and I went yesterday to just drive around and see if we could find one, and unfortunately could not. But there's more reports out there in the city of Burleson. We went around Bailey Lake and everything like that, but did not see any of those sidewalk robots that are going around the area.
Dang it.
Yeah. I even got a couple of messages after we briefly mentioned this yesterday. So what this is, and they look like little R2-D2s, kind of, or if you remember the movie Short Circuit from the 80s, Disassemble, Stephanie. It's very much that, but it's from the city of Burleson, and it's a high-tech ADA, American with Disabilities Act, sidewalk assessment. And they're doing this over the next couple of weeks and covering 200 miles, they say, of public right-of-way to improve accessibility. Of course, I wonder whose job this took. But the robots do not, they say, capture personal photos or data. And they say, please leave them alone. Don't mess with them. Unlike that one post I saw of somebody that went out there and put a shirt on it.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Everybody, and that is for everybody.
Burleson, what do you think's going to happen?
Put your shirt on.
I'm surprised it wasn't shot.
So remember the kid that was always folding paper airplanes in the fourth grade? Well, one of them was Richard DeVries, 45 years old now. And he's always loved the idea of making a Guinness World Record. So he did just that by folding 250 paper airplanes in 1 hour.
Whoa.
Out of beautiful Tyler, Texas.
Golly.
He beat the previous record by 50. His daughters are not the least bit surprised. Said he just goes after things. He just completed an ultra marathon, but now he's going for 100 miles next time.
Wow.
Maybe he could, like, fold them while he's running.
Let's do it. You think that's impressive? Another Guinness World Record. It's being submitted, and it's out of Dallas ISD, a seventh grader, Aiden McMillan, who may be the youngest person to achieve nuclear fusion. Aiden began this project in his bedroom during the pandemic, and for the last 4 years has been researching, designing, and building his machine to achieve nuclear fusion. He says, I love this project, but I also kind of hate it because it's a passion project that has driven me insane along the way. Imagine how your neighbors feel, Aiden. And then finally, back to flying news. You may have seen El Paso Airport has been closed by the FAA. And for a substantial amount of time. For 10 days, all flights to and from El Paso have been grounded, according to El Paso International Airport. The FAA appears to have issued the advisory for security reasons. The flight restrictions will end February 20th at approximately 11:30 p.m. There's way more to this than we are being told on this, but this is strange, and that's a big hub out there. I mean, if you're trying to go to the left coast, that's one of the stopping spots. So, and it applies to commercial cargo and general aviation. So the FAA also posted a flight advisory for Santa Teresa, New Mexico, wherever that is. But a statement from the city of El Paso said commercial airlines operating out of El Paso and in are being informed of the restriction. Said travelers should contact their airlines for more information. And then ask yourself, why am I flying to El Paso in the first place?
Welcome to your real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.